Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing dumper rebound stages. I provide audio coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.datemetips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing dumper rebound stages. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, one of your biggest fears is likely to be your ex getting in a new relationship. If this happens soon after your breakup, then there is every chance it won't last long term because it could be a rebound relationship. In today's podcast, I discuss the three likely dumper rebound stages. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is missing something. So if your ex, if your dumper is to get into a rebound relationship, then they need to be feeling that they are missing something. But let's just go back a little bit so we can really understand the position the dumper would be in at this moment in time. When you and your now ex were in a long-term romantic relationship, you would have both felt a high level of romantic emotional attraction for one another. Now, for various potential reasons, unfortunately for yourself, if you're listening here as a dumpee, your soon-to-be ex did start to lose romantic emotional attraction for you. It can happen. And when it hit the necessary low point, they ended the relationship. They became your ex. They became your dumper. And at this point in time, they enter what I like to refer to as the single honeymoon period, where they are living their life that they couldn't live within a relationship. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that you specifically were holding them back, or in some instances, maybe this was part of the reason why the breakup took place. Whatever the situation your ex the dumper is in, they will enter the single honeymoon period where they are a single person and they are free to live the life they want to live, do what they want to do, see what and who they want to see. But ordinarily, somebody will go into that life and mostly you'll see them spending a lot of time with friends, maybe going to classes, groups, clubs, events, the types of things that they perhaps couldn't do for time or couldn't do because it wasn't working between you when they were in your relationship. They're not often focusing on finding a new connection anytime soon. They want to breathe. But sometimes a dumper will feel that there is something missing. And this is often because of the great relationship that you had with your now ex. You might be thinking that they don't think of you, they don't care of you, but that is not the case. And just because they ended the relationship, it doesn't mean that they hated every single thing along and a part of your relationship. There are many things, probably some specific things that they really do miss and they crave that they no longer get because they're not in a relationship with you. So when they have this feeling that they are missing something, this is where sometimes a dumper can get into a new connection very soon after the breakup took place. Now, when I say very soon, I don't necessarily mean days or weeks, although that could actually be the case. I'm talking a number of months. I would still count that as very soon. But if your ex dumper does feel that they are missing something, they may seek that out with somebody else. Now you might think, well, why don't they seek it out with me? Well, unfortunately, because the level of romantic emotional attraction that they feel for you is low right now, they're not going to want to experience this with you at this time. It doesn't mean they might not in the future, but right now, unfortunately for you, they don't want to. They want to potentially experience this with somebody else. Now, this isn't always a conscious thought. Maybe it's just subconscious. Maybe they start speaking to somebody new and they start filling in some of the gaps in their mindset that they were not having as a single person. Or alternatively, they may see this as a conscious thought and they do almost instantly start dating, going on dating sites, etc. But this is not often the case. Whatever the situation that brings a dumper to this position, this is where we speak about point number one on the dumper rebound stages. Stage number one is where they feel that they are missing something. As a single person, they're gaining lots of benefits they may see initially, but they are missing something. That will be elements of your relationship. Elements that you might right now think they don't miss at all, but trust me, there are some things that they will. And this is where they might start to engage and move forward on a rebound relationship journey. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast about dumper rebound stages. And point number two is rocket speed relationship. So one of the red flags of a rebound relationship is getting into a new relationship soon after a breakup. But another red flag is the speed of this relationship developing. Now, I always like to give the example of going on holiday, going on vacation. Maybe you and your ex didn't go on vacation or holiday together for many, many months, maybe even more than a year before you actually went somewhere together for a number of days. But perhaps you find out that your ex has now started dating somebody new and all of a sudden they're going on holiday. You know, they've only known each other a few weeks and they're going on vacation together. That is an example of the rocket speed that a rebound relationship will take place at. Another example I like to give is perhaps even more intense, and that is where people will move in together soon after getting to know one another. Again, you and your now ex maybe didn't move in with each other, maybe you didn't ever move in with each other, but perhaps if you did, it took a number of months, if not years, and here you find out your ex has now moved in with somebody new after only a few weeks or a month or so. Another example, as you can see, of a rocket speed within a rebound relationship. But why do they do this? Well, it links with point number one. They are missing something and they crave to get back to that position where they were feeling those feelings on a day-to-day basis. But unfortunately for you, right now they don't want to share that with you because the lack of romantic emotional attraction that they feel for you. But they still want to fill that void. And this is where we can see they're almost thinking, look, I just want to get from where I am right now, just meeting somebody straight away, to the point where I'm enjoying those things that I love to enjoy. Maybe it is going on holiday together. Maybe it is all the other possibilities that you could think of. But what I would say is that the rocket speed isn't necessarily going to be a good thing for them, as we're going to find out as we move into point number three. But as we just momentarily just concentrate once more on the rocket speed of a relationship, if you are being told about your ex dating somebody new and it is distressing you, please tell your friends and family to stop updating you. It's not going to help you. Similarly, if you're finding out this information on social media, stop following your ex. Stop finding out this information which is hurting you. There is no guarantee this new relationship will last forever. It is not set in stone that you will never get with your ex again. You know, just because we're dating somebody new now, it doesn't mean that they can't date you and get back together in the future. So don't punish yourself by finding out all of this information. Now, if you're really struggling, whether you're finding out information about your ex, whether you want to try to get your ex back, whether you want to move forward and meet somebody even better, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique situation. If you would like audio coaching with me, go to my website, www.dateme.tips, and you will find out from my website how you can proceed with audio coaching, book a call with me, and we can speak one-on-one about your position and what we can do to take you further forward. I'm not just your coach, but I become your teammate. There is no guarantee that you can get your ex back, but trust me, there are things you can do to increase that chance and things that you can do to reduce that chance. Whether or not you want them back, you need to be living your life in a positive way. And if you want me to support you, check out my website, www.dateme.tips. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about dumper rebound stages. And point number three, stage number three is this working? This is where a dumper will really have to reflect on the situation. They are in a new relationship. It's gone very, very fast. But is this truly working? Now, the reason why most rebound relationships end almost as quickly as they began is because of the rocket speed that they go through this relationship before they actually get to know the fundamentals about their new partner. It is very challenging to find a long-term compatible partner. That is why, after a breakup, it often takes more than a year to find a suitable person that you believe you could work with moving forward one-on-one into a serious relationship. The odds on you finding a long-term compatible person within the days, weeks, or early months after a breakup are almost impossible. Now, nothing can be guaranteed, and there will be a few instances where maybe somebody hits lucky and they do connect with somebody long-term after meeting them very soon after their previous relationship ended. But most likely, this won't be the case. Most likely, you need to speak with numerous people, date lots of different potential, different types of people, you might say, before you find a long-term compatible partner. So when your ex-bedumper decided to embark on this new relationship so soon after your breakup, it's very unlikely they are long-term compatible. And I always say a rebound relationship, instead of getting to know the new person first and then taking things on a steady basis, getting closer and closer, doing more and more things, hitting new milestones, instead of that, the person who gets into a rebound relationship, or maybe it's two people on a rebound together, what will happen is it goes very, very fast and they get to know each other on the job. They actually get to know each other as the relationship is getting more and more serious, not before. To have a successful long-term relationship, you really need to be getting to know each other slowly but surely, proceeding at a steady pace. If you go too fast, if you're doing too many things together where you are taking steps but perhaps need to be thought of a little bit more seriously, you won't be getting to know each other beforehand. You won't have time. You will have to be getting to know each other on the holiday. You will have to be getting to know each other after you moved in together. Now, that is not ideal. And what you often find is that you aren't long-term compatible. So maybe the dumper in this instance goes on that vacation. Maybe they move in together. Maybe they get engaged. Maybe it's something similar that I haven't yet mentioned. But what happens when they actually reflect is, you know what, we're not long-term compatible. We don't have similar life goals. We don't have the same thoughts on having children. We don't have the same political views. We don't have the same religious thoughts. We don't have the same deal-breaker life goals. All of these things and more are the types of situations which normally come before you get serious. If you get serious first, then it's very messy if and when you realise you're not long-term compatible. And that is why rebound relationships often explode as quickly as they took off. Maybe you find out your ex-bedumper moved in with their new partner very, very soon after your breakup had actually been finalised. We get to know somebody new, now they're living with them. Well, guess what? A few months later, they've split up and they're no longer living with one another. That is a classic example of how a rebound relationship can end. Now, like I said, nothing is guaranteed. A few people will hit lucky and meet somebody that does work long-term compatible, but most won't. Most people need to date, speak to, get to know numerous people over the course of a year or more before they find somebody that they want to proceed with. And even when they do, it is at a slow and steady pace most of the time when you find a long-term successful relationship. So if you're a dumpy and you find out your ex is dating somebody new, and if you want them back, it is not necessarily the end of your chances. I'm not trying to get your hopes up. I'm not giving you false hope. But what I am trying to say is you never know what the future holds. Concentrate on your journey. Date new people yourself. You might find somebody even better anyway and you don't want your ex. But what you'll probably likely find out is that down the line, your ex, the dumper, is single once more. And who knows, maybe then they will reach out to you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.